The bell tolls. The black plague has struck. And diseased eyes roll upwards, as if knowing which direction their souls will travel. A woman in black cries as the deathly procession passes by, and monks moan in mass. The yet clean peasant pounds upon the castle door, for it is safer inside the walls. Their knocking pounds a dull tone across the quiet, deserted courtyard. The bodies of unfortunates bloat in the hot sun outside the castle walls, and ones ignorant of all facts plunder the diseased corpses for remaining riches. Bring out your dead. And the bell tolls on. A man walks round the castle walls on the outside, the light from his lamp dancing shadows as he moves. He tends the sick, gives comfort to all he can for dying woman and crying man. But he feels it most for the children. Tears glisten on his cheek. Did man ever deserve this death? And not all will die, just the poor, for the rich are inside the castle walls. And he knows he could be with them, and they'll laugh at this fool of a man through the stone fortress windows. And the bell tolls on. And many deaths and many days later, many tears have been cried, but all in vain. For tears can never erase the pain of death. Only time has that talent. His hands are now blistered, but this man walks on. The only element of sanity, the people look to him for answers, and he answers all. And the bell tolls on inside the castle wall. The dead are now buried, and the plague is at its end. Life for the people flowers again. They breathe fresh air like they did once before. And there is not a sound from beyond the castle walls. The bell has stopped, and only silence is heard. And the peasants outside wonder what happened within. In their bones they feel something is wrong. The bell has been silent much too long. For many days not one soul has stirred from the stone fortress where the rich people live. No one came and no one went. Fear can do many strange things, and even though water ran low, their mouths burnt and bellies caked dry, not one person put a foot outside. No one had that much courage. For they feared the peasants and their world outside. So they played it safe and didn't move. But one by one perished and died. Oh,
unlucky sneeze. And what is worse, I came into the world the wrong way round. Pundits all agree that I'm the reason why my father fell into the village pond and drowned. I was born under a bad sign. All of Trinidad said it was a bad sign. Hindus and Chinese, Africans and Portuguese, everybody worry about my sneeze. Achoo! Pundit said I had unlucky teeth with little gaps between. That mean a boy is bound to lie. And they said that I was born beneath the star of lechery and had a very evil eye. Nothing but bloody superstition. I work under a good sign. All of Trinidad say I paint a good sign. Tailors and rum shops, all shops whose signs I write, find their business booming overnight. That's right. All the signs are pointing in the right direction for a prosperous and happy life to come. Since I met this lovely girl who got me feeling dizzy like I drank a double pint of rum. Bad sign go, good sign stay. Life okay. Achoo!
Hello, darling. Hey, you look pretty in them tights. Oh, you're the yoga instructor here every Tuesday and Friday night. There's something I must tell you before we lay our mats upon the floor. You know I've never bent this far before. The soothing sounds of sitar, hey, I'm okay with that. Concentrating on my breathing, I got that down pat. Now if I could free these yoga pants that are crawling up my crack, wouldn't care, I'd never bent this far before. Then this yoga dominatrix dropped her benevolent pretense, started twisting us into positions that could make a pretzel wince. I scream, dear God, what is this tribulation I'm going through? As my butt seized up into a cramp like I've been shot with a 22. The session crawled the longest hour that in my life I've tread. I struggled hard to touch my toes, my face an unnatural heart rate red. The teacher folded like a Gumby, I folded like a 2x4. 'Cause you know I'd never bent this far before. Then the instructor stopped instructing, and the music, it was drowned. The pupils broke their poses and stopped and looked around. as my twisted innards volunteered an involuntary sound that was a cross between a lonesome train whistle and a jazz bugler leading the hounds. Oh, we ended with Savasana, where you meditate on your back. But I fell asleep and drooled on my yoga mat. When I said, I'll see you on Friday, the teacher's jaw just hit the floor. 'Cause you know I never bent this far before. Oh, you know I've never bent this far before.
Ended up in thought it won't start this morning. And I'm about to lose my mind. My start won't start this morning. And I'm about to lose my mind. I wanna go and see my little baby, but my machine is all out of time. I've got water in my gas tank, and my battery's all run down. I've got water in my gas tank, and my battery's all run down. If I can't see my little woman, I'm gonna leave this lonesome town. Well, blow your harmonica, son. My starter won't start this morning. No, my call won't even sing. My starter won't start this morning. No, my call won't do a thing. Well, I must be got some kind of bad disconnection somewhere in my pistol ray.
There was a fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us. We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
We were having a party the other night. Somebody got mad and they started to fight. I couldn't understand what it caused at all, but nevertheless, we were having a ball. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a losing for a bruising. There was a running and a losing. Could it do an end in the living? Oh, there's a fungus among us. Shaking all over, didn't know what to do. The dog and the cat, they were fighting too. Then a real snake chick come over to me. She said,
"Cool it, Daddy, can't you see?
There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cruising for a bruising. There was a winning and a losing. Put it to an end, end, end. There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
When you're out in the woods and should Mother Nature call, don't deliver her the goods, though she could demand your all. Know the plants where you squat, find a spot both clear and free from the poison oak and sumac and the poison ivy. When you're out on the trail and you get the urge to purge, don't expose your poor tail to some catacall scourge. If you see shiny leaves that arrange in groups of threes, don't get your ushy-all in you all's BBDs. It's the roost dermatitis. If you get it, you will scratch. It's the roost dermatitis, so don't sit down in a patch. When you evacuate on the forest floor so green, check before it is too late that botanically it's clean. If you make a mistake in identification, please don't wipe with leaves in groups of threes when dirty work is done. On a picnic, beware of the ants and antigens. Before you pull down your pants, check the area again. There is oleorisin waiting for you in the end. You will get linear lesions, you can bet your butt, my friend. You'll get roost dermatitis in just 48 hours. So if you gotta go, well, let it go amongst some flowers. If your sphincter is weak and your peristalsis churns, if you must expose both cheeks, well, I hope you find some ferns. Poison ivy can bring on edematous foreskins, so don't touch yourself too much, you can lose your girlfriends. Fight on, epiderma, fight on, give the job pitch to the team. Fight on, epiderma, fight on, make them scratch until they scream. Summer is the strongest season, heat with high humidity. So fight on, epiderma, fight on, Inguinal march to victory. Spread your scaling crusted patches, push your blisters down the thigh. Make sure everybody scratches, have your hyphae multiply. Try to merge with Tinea paedus, surging upward from their toes. So fight on with the trick of fight on, when they sweat a lot and wear tight clothes. Invade every crural region before Candida albicans.
resist being controlled. Put your vesicles where they can see 'em, on the penoscrotal fold. Fight the antifungal powders, keep them wearing tight trousers. Fight the Whitfields and the creams, iodines and all extremes. Look out for the dome form, HC can do you harm. Make them sweat, don't let them dry, evaporate and you will die. Grissy or fulvin orally can do much more than TNT. Fight on, epiderma, fight on. Find the jock strap and dig in. Fight on with the trick of fight on. In the groin you've got to win. Fill their jocks, infect their lockers. Sock it to their socks, run clean. And fight on, epiderma, fight on. Even hit the homecoming queen.
Again, missed you last week. Me and my wife went down to Portland. Portland is, it's like stepping into Newark, but Newark is actually a lot bigger. Portland is about the size of Passaic, New Jersey, population-wise. It's surrounded by crap. Anyway, that's okay. It's a nice city, and it'll be even better if they ever finish it. So anyway, this week we're giving you your health exam, just because, and we started out with the Black Plague. It was Eric Burden and the Animals from, what the hell was that album? Anyway, it doesn't matter. We heard The Faith Healer, the original version from the Bollock Brothers. Everybody knows Sensational Alex Harvey's version, but this is the one he stole it from. Bad Sign, Good Sign, The Unlucky Sneeze, Monty Norman. Yes, that did sound like the James Bond song because it was stolen, actually bought by Leslie Bercuse or John Barry, one of them. The Yoga Song was Haywood Banks, The Bionic Man from the Fab Poos, the Fabulous Poodles, Lightning Slim. My Starter Won't Start, he's a bionic man. Get it? You know? All right. Beefcake after that. I Want to Be a Proctologist. Help yourself, pal. There Was a Fungus Among Us was Hugh Barrett. We heard from Sam Adams twice. Sam Adams, the singing dermatologist. We heard Squat Not, Good Advice for You Hikers. And then Fight On, Epiderma Fight On, if it comes to that. Okay? And then Bo Diddley from 1961. That was called Pills. And that brings us up to where we are, which is a bunch of health-related songs. Actually, I did it more because this is the week I had my eye surgery. They did what they call a vitrectomy. It has something to do with ironing out the retina. But my whole eye is blurred. I can't see very well out of that eye. But that'll improve. And really, if you have to get eye surgery, trust me, it's painless. All right? So let's get back to work. And we will start with something interesting.
Hello.
Hello.
I think I'll sit down here.
Yes, you do that.
Hello again.
Hello.
Did you know you got 4 miles of tubing in your stomach?
I beg your pardon?
I said, did you know you got 4 miles of tubing in your stomach?
No, I didn't realize that.
Well, you have, in any case, 4 miles of it, all coiled up very tight.
Yes, I'd rather not think about it, thank you.
It has to be coiled up very tight, otherwise they never get it all in. It's interesting, isn't it, how they manage to cram it all in?
Yes, I suppose it is.
Because a special kind of tubing is used. You couldn't get 4 miles of any old tubing in your stomach.
No.
It's called intestines. And it folds up ever so small. That's how they manage to cram it all in. Aren't you interested in your intestines?
Not particularly.
Well, you ought to be, because they're very important. You'd be lost without your intestines. Would you like to see a diagram of your intestines? I've got one here in my little book.
No, thank you very much.
Well, it's not really a diagram of your intestines. Not unless it was you that modelled for it. And it couldn't be you, really, because you have to be dead before you can model for intestines.
Oh, do you?
Yes. So it's not a very good job to have, is it? There you are, you see? You see how far the food has to travel?
Yes, yes, I see.
4 miles it has to go. And it takes 4 hours. That's a mile an hour it goes.
I had no idea.
That means you never get any really fresh food in your stomach. It's all at least 4 hours old.
Fancy that.
No, I don't fancy that, thank you very much. I don't fancy it at all. I wish my intestines were shorter. Don't you wish your intestines were shorter?
I wish you'd leave my intestines out of it.
You can't leave your intestines out of it. You wouldn't be able to digest.
Let's just forget about my intestines, shall we?
All right, then. Would you like to hear an interesting fact about Chinamen?
Oh, very well. What is it?
Do you know that if all the Chinamen in the world was to link hands, they would girdle the earth 3 times?
3 times, eh?
Yes. Girdle, girdle, girdle. Because I haven't had time to check up on it, you know. I haven't had time to go around saying, Mr. Wang, meet Mr. Wong, link hands and see if you can girdle the earth. I'm too busy writing all the facts down in my little book. They're very interesting facts in my little book, aren't they?
Oh, yes, I'm fascinated.
For instance, did you know that the whale isn't really a fish at all? The whale is an insect and it lives on bananas.
The whale is an insect? I've never heard of such rubbish.
I know. It's a joke. I just made it up. I was having you on. It's one of my little jokes.
Yes, I see.
What about the grasshopper, then?
Well, what about the grasshopper?
I don't know. Have you heard anything? No, but really, the grasshopper is a very interesting creature. Do you know it has a disproportionate leaping ability due to its very powerful hind legs? And it goes hop. It goes hop, hop, hop all over arable land. That is land where it's actually tilled by Arabs. Oh, and you know, an Arab can live for a whole year on one grain of rice.
A whole year on one grain of rice?
Yes. Oh, no, it's a mosquito that lives for a whole year on one grain of rice. I always get those two mixed up because I've got them on the same page. See, that's mosquito and Muslim.
Quite so.
But it's interesting, isn't it, about the grasshopper's leaping ability. If a giraffe could leap pound for pound as high as a grasshopper, a giraffe could leap right onto the moon and thus lead Britain in a space race. That's an interesting fact, isn't it?
Yes, well, I'm rather bored with all your interesting facts.
That's interesting, too, because you know what? I'm Britain's secret boring weapon.
You're Britain's secret boring weapon?
Yes. You see, if there's a war, they put me on an aeroplane and I'm dropped on the enemies.
Dropped on the enemies?
Yes, and then I bore them all to death. I bore them all to death, you see.
I'm not at all surprised. I've never heard such a load of...
Here, that's only a joke. Here, that's a joke. It's just one of my little jokes. It's not a fact. It's just a joke. Oh, he's gone.
Here I stand, the goddess of desire. Set men on fire. I have this power. Morning, noon and night, it's drink and dancing. Some quick romancing. And then a shower. Stage door Johnny's constantly surround me. They always hound me with one request. Who can satisfy their lustful habit? I'm not a rabbit. I need some rest. I'm tired, sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love from below and above. Tired, tired of being admired, tired of love uninspired. Let's face it, I'm tired. I've been with thousands of men again and again. They promised the moon. They're always coming and going and coming, and always too soon. Like girls, I'm tired, tired of playing the game. Ain't it a crying shame? I'm so tired. God damn it, I'm exhausted. Hello, cowboy. What's your name?
Tex, ma'am.
Tex, ma'am. Tell me, Tex, ma'am, are you in show business?
Nope.
Well, then why don't you get your friggin' feet up? Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show?
Oh, Miss Lily. Oh, my lovely baby. What you got? Put it there, baby. Put it there.
Tired of playing the game. Crying shame, I'm so
tired. You know Everything below the waist is kaput.
My wife is on a diet. My wife is on a diet.
Greatest problem now throughout the land. What's the only problem needs a helping hand? It isn't Philip Snowden or tax relief I find. It's something more important now on everybody's mind. Just walk into any home today. It's 10 to 1 you'll hear each husband say, my wife is on the diet, and since she's on the diet, home isn't home anymore. No gravy or potatoes, just lettuce and tomatoes. Where are the pies I adore? Oh, 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 what a disgrace. I'm ashamed to look a grapefruit straight in the face. My wife is on the diet, and since she's on the diet, I'm losing a pound every day. Monday, grapefruit, breakfast and for dinner, and at night some orange juice. Tuesday, grapefruit, boys, I'm growing thinner, all my clothes are getting loose. Wednesday, Thursday, I feel satisfied, then I change to coffee with the grapefruit on the side. Friday till Sunday is more than I can stand. Before the 18th day I'll have a lily in my hand. Crabs and shrimps I must leave alone. I'm the only lobster she'll allow in my home.
All right, this tune is called Pump Your Blood. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Pump up, pump, 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 pumps your blood. The right atrium's where the process begins, where the CO2 blood enters the heart. Through the tricuspid valve to the right ventricle, the pulmonary artery and lungs. Once inside the lungs, it dumps its carbon dioxide and picks up its oxygen supply. Then it's back to the heart, through the pulmonary vein, through the atrium and left ventricle. The aortic valves where the blood leaves the heart and it's channeled to the rest of the body. The arteries, arterioles, and capillaries too bring the oxygenated blood to the cells. Tissues in the cells feed off waste and CO2, which is carried through the venules and the veins, through the larger vena cava, to the atrium and lungs, and we're back to where we started in the heart.
The outer tunic, scleric. cornea's clear, it refracts a light through the pupil, light waves will go through the anterior cavity. Aqueous humor, in it you'll see excess humor, glaucoma, oh no. Circular and radial muscles in iris, they are found. Controls amount of light waves, pupil iris, it surrounds the middle tunic, ciliary body, choroid coat and iris you see. To the lens, the light next will go. There are ligaments, suspensory, hold the lens in place effectively, a cloudy, opaque lens cataract. Ciliary muscles change the shape of the lens, focusing close accommodation for objects near the muscles contract. Nearsighted is myopia, fixed with a concave lens. Farsighted hyperopia, correct with convex lens. The posterior cavity, in a vitreous humor you'll see, jelly-like keeps eye shape intact. The inner tunic, the retina is found, photoreceptors are all around for color detail, cones red, green, and blue. Macula latea, retina central zone, fovea centralis, a dipole of cones, produces sharpest vision for you. The retinal neurons form the optic nerve number two. Your optic disc or blind spots found where blood vessels come through. Use the many more rods when light is dim. You need light sensitive rhodopsin, the vitamin A night blindness for you. Each eye's outside view at chiasma crossmade. The eyes inside view, brain and eyesight the same. Occipital lobe interprets the view. And that's how the eye works for you.
Smoker, do you know what you are letting yourself into? It might look cool, it might look hot, but do you know what it might be doing to you? 'Cause there's lots of diseases that you could catch, and lots of symptoms that come attached with them. There's cystic fibrosis, histoplasmosis, and COPD, tuberculosis, silicosis, but not HIV. Asbestosis is unrelated, but it's a disease. All of these will have you coughing on your knees in pain. Acute respiratory distress syndrome and asthma too. Emphysema, lung cancer, they could happen to you if you don't stop smoking all those cancer sticks. At the end of the day, you're the only one looking a twit. Oh no. I've not even started on the heavy stuff, the things that you're inflicting with every puff, like acute bronchitis, influenza, pneumonia, antivirus, pulmonary syndrome, mesothelioma. Pneumoconiosis, lysisnosis, and also hypersensitivity, pneumonitis, chronic bronchitis, nymphangiomatosis, and last but not least, coccidioidomycosis. Coccidioidomycosis.
And the ankle metatarsals are the foot bone. The phalanges, they are your toes. Yeah, just like your finger bones. Like, oh, oh, like a framework, maybe it protects it. Oh, 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 and your body shape. Here are the parts, skeletons, short, long thighs, irregular. They are hard, protect your heart.
Jack GSOP Productions, bringing the function. I'll at your junction. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why. This is why. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why. This is why. This is why we clock. We clock because the vibe just wouldn't stop. This is why. This is why. This is why we clock. We clock because the vibe just wouldn't stop. This is why. Why we clock, Tyler? This is why I clock. My meds are out of whack. Help me get them right to avoid a heart attack. But first, can you please make sure and follow these procedures we've set up for tips? The first thing you should know, they're called the safety goals. It's not just us telling you, they come from Jayco. So if you want your flow to be nice and calm, pay attention to our words and follow along.
Warfarin and heparin, just to name a few. Order, use them safely, this is what you do. Gotta educate the patient, tell them what you know. How the meds work to maintain the blood flow. Use 4-unit dose, pre-filled syringe, pre-mixed infusion bags to get the meds in. If anybody tells you that you should not follow these rules,
tell them this is why we clock.
is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause the fire just won't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock.
Hang on a minute, we're not finished yet. Describing the goals that need to be met. People taking heparin, everyone and all. Need to be monitored by hospital protocol. Medications different, no one's the same. The hospital needs to step up the game. Learn the patient's name, provide specific care, so you can minimize the time they'll be there.
When I can drink heparin intravenously, use infusion pump to maintain consistency. Before starting warfarin, gotta get an INR. Make sure it's in range before you go too far. If anyone tells you that you should not follow these rules, tell them
this is why we clock.
This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause the fiber and just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause the fiber and just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock.
A specialist needs to review your diet. Dark leafy greens, just don't buy it. Hospital needs to track what they're doing. Keep up to date on all the new schooling. Follow the test, practice guidelines, so Jacob doesn't hit you with a bunch of fines. Every now and then, just to be safe, the hospital should measure and evaluate. The safety practices and strive to improve. Gotta stay on this game, oh. We like to rhyme and learn something new. As health professionals, we'll do what you do.
This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause the fiber just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause the fiber just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock.
We're out. GSOP Entertainment, y'all. We're the selfish.
Selfish, y'all.
Biggest swords in the ocean.
GSOP Records.
Alva. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombas. Know my doctor. Watch out, away, what a doctor. He's really mixed up. He grabbed my knee and told me to cough and hit me in the balls with a hammer.
Well, one time I saw him, he gave me sleeping pills. He told me to take them whenever I wake up.
Okay, my problem is I drink too much, way too much. Yeah. I gave my doctor a urine specimen. There was an olive in it. I called him last week. I told him, Doc, I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest. My proctologist used to be a photographer.
Yeah.
Hey, he took x-rays, told me to bend over and say cheese.
Old, huh?
I told my wife I want to die in bed. She said, again? And then I'm getting old. I'm not a kid anymore. I know I'm getting old. In Vegas, I played a slot machine. Three prunes came up. I know I'm getting old. I'm at the age now, if I hear someone goes both ways, I figure it's number one and number two, you know?
If somebody's choking on their food, you'll know just what to do. If you learn the Heimlich maneuver, learn the Heimlich maneuver.
An ignorant cowboy went out on a spree, and oh, what an ignorant cowhand was he. He had a few drinks and his head was a whirl, and he ended up in the arms of a girl called Katie.
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now that cowboy was awfully handsome, they say, as I'm sure he could tell from his mirror each day. But many weeks later, one morning he saw a rash on his face, and he cried with a roar, "What is it?"
"That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy."
That cowboy was worried and fretted and frowned, and he went to his medicine chest and he found some wonderful tonic that must have been hot, supposed to be good for whatever you got, and he took it.
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now that cowboy each morning he washed at the sink, and then came one morning when, what do you think? The spots on his face, they had all gone away. He looked and he shouted, "Ti-yippee, ti-yay, I'm cured."
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
That handsome young cowboy was happy once more, 'cause nobody ever had told him the score. But the germ that had got him was still there inside, 'cause this is a treacherous germ that will hide inside.
An ignorant cowboy, an ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now, partners, it surely is sorrowful strange to think of that cowboy a-riding the range, not knowing someday he'll be surely struck down by the germ that he caught when he went up to town on a spree.
That ignorant cowboy, that ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Now a ranch on the range isn't likely to find much use for a cowboy who's dead, lame, or blind. So if you've known Katie, please listen to this. Only a doctor can cure syphilis. Don't be
an ignorant cowboy, an ignorant, ignorant cowboy. An ignorant cowboy, an ignorant, ignorant cowboy.
Thank you. Ramdo. Ramdo. I've got a fever, I'm kinda scared. I'm feeling anxious, but you don't care. You make me furious, you make me drool. I might have dumb rabies, but babe, I'm not a fool. Encephalitis, you make me crazy. My mouth is foaming, my thoughts are hazy. I'm hydrophobic and look right in my eyes. Corneal scrape is one diagnostic sign. And I was like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, I hope you vaccinate me in time, time. Rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, I hope you vaccinate me in time, time. G proteins and ACH receptors, L-polymerase PCR detectors, Negri bodies in hippocampus, seen in a biopsy during an autopsy. And I see a raccoon, I wanna pet it. It wants to lick me, think it likes me, should I let it? And I'm saying ow, 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 ow. Cause it bit my hand, and now I'm pretty sure that I have rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, I hope you vaccinate me in time, time. Rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, I hope you vaccinate me in time, time.
Bullet!
When I was 13, I had my first bite. They prophylaxed me right there, half at the nearest muscle, other half right at the site. HDCV vaccine, RIG globulin, mostly from mammal bites and transplanted organs. Or I might inhale particles from bad pee while spelunking. Prodromal paresthesis, accompanied by some flu-like symptoms. I hope I don't get a seizure, cause that means it's too late. Already in my nervous system, and the highest death rate is from rabies, rabies, rabies. All right, rabies, rabies, rabies. All right, rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, I hope you vaccinate me in time, time. Rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, like rabies, rabies, rabies. Oh, I hope you vaccinate me in time.
Now
time.
I'm all gone.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now I'm all gone.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now I'm all gone.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now I'm all gone, gone.
It's Jada Lungs.
Okay, we're back again, and this playlist is for you, okay? We started with Interesting Facts. That was Kenneth Williams along with John Howard. You may have heard the one from John Cleese and Peter Cook from the Secret Policeman's Ball. This was not it. All right, this is the original. Madeline Klein, you always remember this from Blazing Saddles. I'm tired. I'm pooped. My Wife is on a Diet. Jack Hayden. And his orchestra featuring a vocal from Leslie Cerrone. My wife decided to go on a diet and I lost 40 pounds. This is true. This happened to me and this is good. Let's see. Pump Your Blood. Little piece out of Happy Days. Couldn't believe I found that. So let's bury that. Okay. We will never speak of it again. The Eye Song. Here's a couple of songs that are by doctors who should not be writing songs. This is the same class as bass players who should not be doing colonoscopies. Got it? We started with Pamela King, the Eye Song, the Lung Disease Song. was a catchy one. Andrew Norris, that was. Mr. Parr, who is a teacher and writes songs. He's actually pretty cool. This is Parts of the Skeleton. Okay, and then Drug Life. This is Why We Clot. That's one of my favorites of all time. Let's see. We learned about the Heimlich Maneuver from the Banters. Tom Glaser, that ignorant cowboy. And then Souvenir of London. You heard that before from Procol Harum. And then we heard from Rabies. That was, I have trouble with this one, Jay DeLons and DJ Ray. Okay. All right. So coming up, a couple more about the health thing that we've all been talking about for a little while. Just a couple of token tunes. But I'll see you next week when we'll all be nice and healthy and rested. And it'll be Memorial Day next week. What can I do with that? Nothing I want to do. So we'll see. All right. So have a good week.
Organic?
Oh no, all GMO. Jesus Christ, now I panic. I'll die.
My corona.
Out of toilet paper is my corona.
Don't come any closer, huh? I'll mess you up. I am just coming in for some wipes. Corona. Kroger's full of empty shelves.
Ah, what the hell?
Yes, I'm stocking up on boxed white Corona. Nothing's making sense. No more friends. No more basketball kids. I'm home from school. It's raining too. And I'm losing my
my
Corona. My Corona.
I need toilet paper. Out of toilet paper is my Corona.
Get to me. Is it just a matter of time, Corona? Will I kill my family in quarantine?
Yep.
Or is it just a game in my mind, Corona? Then there's Donald Trump.
What the fuck?
Why are you shaking hands and keep telling us nothing's up, that we're gonna be fine?
What?
My Corona. My Corona. So sick of my Corona. My Corona.
I was tired of my family. We've been together too long. Because of this crazy virus, we had to shelter at home. So while they were all sleeping, I looked at Facebook in bed. And just below that weird cat meme, there was this post that I read. If you've got hand sanitizer, if you're stocked up on TP, if you don't have a virus like that COVID-19, if you still have an income and think you can relate, you can send me a message and we'll plan our escape. Didn't think about my family. I know that sounds kind of mean, but if you met my family, you'd know why I need out of this scene. So I typed out a message, every emoji I had. And even though I'm lazy, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I've got hand sanitizer and six rolls of TP. Well, I do have the sniffles, but it's just allergies. No, I don't have an income, and I've put on some weight. But my car gets great mileage, so let's plan our escape. So I put on my face mask and grabbed some sidewalk chalk. Drew out a 6-foot circle, don't wanna break the law. But then I saw my own family and they said, oh, it's you. We all laughed in our face masks and I said, I never knew that you stashed hand sanitizer. You kept hidden from me. And at least we all know we don't have COVID-19. If one of us can find an income before the end of May, we can stay in our own house with no need to escape. Yes, I've got hand sanitizer and six rolls of TP. Well, I do have the sniffles, but it's just allergies. No, I don't have an income, and I put on some weight. But my car gets good mileage, so let's plan our escape.
More like a creepy dream from a movie scene. All day at home with my family, can't see anyone. Put on pants, get a mail, turn around, maybe go on a run, see a friend, dive away on the ground. I never shower in quarantine, it's bad hygiene. And now I've taken up gardening. Who have I become? Put on pants, get the mail, turn around. The people getting restless, and now just on the news, they've canceled all the rest of school. And we've run out of puzzles and new shows to stream. We got nothing left to do, but we gotta make it through. Hey, quarantine is not quite over. What if I can go out and see everyone until 2021? I can't see anyone until 2021. For 40 days and for 40 nights, we've been in this room, and we can't stand the same meal plan. Chicken again, on the edge, on the verge, breaking down. Yeah, we've given up most nights and just microwave these bagel bites.
Bagel bites!
Bagel bites! Woo-hoo! We used to be better parents, oh, 2 months ago. They show us homework and we would help, we would try hard. Now we give up and go watch Die Hard.
They're too young. Everybody tells me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking all the rules. And I know that it's important,